The main goal of this podcast here is to challenge what we've been taught, challenge what we see, challenge what we think, and to press further in what we know. I know for me, I have looked at the world for a really long time as black or white. But what about the gray? I have looked at the politics. I have looked at the science. I have read the books. I've done the counseling. I've done it all. And why limit myself to a status? Why limit myself to a label? Why limit myself to generational curses? Why? What's the point? Here at this podcast, I challenge not only myself, but I challenge every single listener to be willing to break the stigma. I'm ready to break those chains. What about you? For the first episode, I want to keep it light but real. I want to talk about what it means to be a parent. I want to take it a step further and talk about what it means to be a single parent in America today. Though I'm married now, I did spend 5 years being a single mom. The struggles that came along with it were mind-blowing. Struggles that varied from how to feed my son, how I'm going to afford diapers, where we're going to sleep, how are we going to pay bills, etc. And that's just to name a few. On top of the struggles that were outward, there were inner struggles. Struggles of me not feeling adequate enough to be a parent. Struggles of me not knowing if I was ready to grow up and be the mom that I needed to be. And the biggest struggle of all is, regardless of all these feelings, I had a little one looking up to me to be the guide, to be the one that directed this little child through life. I can't speak for everyone, but in my experience, I don't feel like anybody signs up to be a single mom or a single dad. Life happens. Life gets in the way. What I'm really interested about is what makes somebody make it out of that initial face down fall of being a single parent. How do we get back up and continue to fight when we have no fight left in us? How do we get back up and continue to go when the fire's been burned inside of us? I think person to person it varies, but I think what we do all have in common is that by any means necessary, no matter what, we realize life isn't just about us, and we're willing to get up and do whatever it takes for those little eyes looking back at us. I think that that is such a beautiful gift, and it's so phenomenal because it's not always the easiest thing to do. Easy is quitting. Easy is giving up. Easy is choosing a different route or pawning your kid to the family member or the grandma. That's easy. The hard work comes from being in the grit, being in the mud, getting up and choosing to go, 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 no matter what life throws your way. Being a single parent also comes with so many lessons, learning lessons. I like to call them learning moments, where we mess up, we do it wrong, we do it imperfectly as crap, but we learn something through it. Pivotal moments that grow us, grow our children, and grow us as a whole together. I have plenty of those that happen. I mess up quite a bit. Sometimes I cuss. Sometimes I yell. Sometimes I get super duper frustrated. But what I also am willing to do, and I think is crucial for my personal growth, and what I have seen be crucial for my son's personal growth, is I'm always willing to go back to my child and admit when I've been wrong. I'm willing to say sorry. I think it's so easy for adults in general, and then add parents into it, it's so easy to forget that our kids are people too, just little people. Our kids have feelings too, they just can't communicate them the way we can. Our kids have thoughts too, they just don't always have the right words to articulate what they're trying to say. And I think as adults, and again as parents, we forget that these little humans are people too. We try to dumb it down. We try to almost insult their intelligence to an extent, because I swear kids are some of the smartest, brightest bunches I've come across so far in my journey. And I think for me, it's been a growth moment to be willing to remember that. Before I speak, be willing to remember what I talk to Tiana like this, what I talk to my best friend like this, what I talk to my husband like this. And if the answer is no, then why am I talking to a child like this? You know, it's being willing to take a step back, to sit down, and to hit that pause button. The world is always go, 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 play, play, play. We need more of a pause. There's a beauty in the pause. There's a lesson in the pause. Are you willing to take a pause with me today?